Former Dallas Police Chief David Brown has been named Chicago's next police superintendent. That means interim police chief Charlie Beck will step down. I wanted to have Charlie on today to talk about his retirement, but now I am sad to say that we've lost another Chicago police officer to COVID-19, Officer Cliff Martin, and Charlie joins us now. Charlie, our deepest condolences go out to you and the entire Chicago Police Department.
Well, thank you so much, and you know, I really want to stress the feelings that we have for the family. You know, two of Cliff's children are CPD officers, and he has a younger daughter that lives in California. You know, he has a tremendous family man, huge impact on particularly Chicago detectives, you know, in the central area. He was a mainstay there, was somebody that everybody looked to for advice and guidance, and he will be sorely missed.
You had such great words to say about him yesterday during the press conference. I mean, these CPD men and women put their lives on the line every single day. Now they have to deal with the coronavirus. It's a double risk. Do you have enough PPE materials to keep them safe?
Well, we do. But, you know, this is all about how long the pandemic lasts. You know, everybody is struggling to make sure they have enough PPE for the future. I have enough for today. And, you know, we are actively looking for what we need for this time coming. You know, it is such a difficult thing to predict or to be ready for because, you know, who was to think that it would last this long? So, you know, that's a big issue, but it's not just CPD's issue. It's everybody's issue. You know, my praise and thoughts go out to all the frontline healthcare workers. You know, they're the ones that are at the most significant risk of this. You know, CPD, we have the advantage of being able to distance ourselves most of the time from folks. But, you know, when you're a nurse or you're a doctor, I mean, you have to be right there. So, you know, this is not just our problem, even though it's a significant problem for us. It's everybody's problem.
Absolutely. We're talking to Interim Police Chief Charlie Beck. Let's shift to retirement for a second. When is your last day before David Brown takes over?
Well, I don't really know yet. You know, it depends on when he can get confirmed by the council, and so it will be within the next couple of weeks, but I'll be the superintendent until he becomes a superintendent, and you'll have a nice good transition there. He and I have already talked quite a bit, you know, and we'll continue to talk, and I'll be available to him 24/7, 365. You know, this is not a job to me. This is what I do for my life's calling, so I'm more than happy to help.
You led the Los Angeles Police Department for what, 9 years?
Almost 9 years.
You've been in Chicago leading the Chicago police force for 4 months. How does Chicago compare to L.A.?
Well, Chicago has many issues that L.A. suffered a decade or so ago, you know, and so they're very similar that way. You know, the consent decree, high level of gun violence that's attached to gang and narcotics. You know, both of those things were very prevalent in L.A., and have been reduced, and so one of the positive things is that some of the pieces that I did in restructuring and supporting gang outreach workers and that kind of thing are the exact things that were effective in LA, and I know they will be effective in Chicago.
You walked into this, the consent decree. We missed 37 of 50 court-ordered reform deadlines last fall. How have we changed?
Well, we've restructured so that we have that the department is as focused on consent decree compliance and training and constitutional policing as it is on crime fighting. You know, I've split the department in two with two deputy superintendents instead of just having one directly under me, and one of them is in charge of reform and training, and she will ensure that we are on track. You know, she will ensure that we get back on into compliance and that we move forward. I think that one of the things I want to make sure people understand, though, is that this is a very, very laborious and difficult process. And, you know, getting set up to achieve it is just as important as the individual milestones. And now the organization is set up so that it can achieve the goals that are put in front of it.
Were you shocked when you took over by a few things?
Well, you know, I was not disconnected from Chicago. You know, I was good friends with both the prior superintendents, the last two, and, you know, had talked to them considerably about what was going on in Chicago and their takes on it, and even sent, you know, one of my direct reports to help them for a considerable amount of time. So, you know, it wasn't shocking. I think that all of us can be shocked by individual incidents, but I think overall, my impression is that that we're on the right path and that we will succeed.
David Brown said in the press conference he did about a week and a half ago that he read all 800 pages of the consent decree. I mean, I can't imagine how long and laborious that was.
Well, yeah, but necessary. I mean, you have
right.
to, especially if you, you know, luckily for me or unluckily for me, I'd been through it before, so much of it was very similar to L.A.'s. But, you know, Dallas didn't have a consent decree, although David's very familiar with the pieces within it. But I think it's important that he read it.
You said that David Brown's a great choice for superintendent of the Chicago Police Department. Why?
Well, he has a great personal story, a great personal history that shows compassion and direct exposure to gun violence and all its aspects. He's got a proven track record. He is an individual that has led a large police department and led it successfully, you know, and so I think that he's going to be a great fit for Chicago.
What a story. His brother murdered by drug dealers, his son killed in a police shootout, his last partner was shot in the line of duty. Wow.
Yeah, it's an incredible story, and I know it has affected him and made him the man that he is today.
He had a great quote in the newspaper the other day. People don't care what you know. They know that you care. And that goes for the people of Chicago. That goes mostly for the Chicago Police Department.
Right. And I think that's a good way to operate. You know, people have to understand that you have faith in them or they won't have faith in you.
What's it like for him to take over during this pandemic?
Well, that's going to be very difficult. No, I mean, none of us have a playbook for this. None of us have ever done it before. Luckily, we have some good procedures and structures in place. You know, we're adequately supplied, which is great. You know, that we're very well supported by the city. And so, you know, if anybody can succeed in this, Chicago can. But it is still daunting, of course.
And, Charlie, it's a beautiful day today. Do you worry about crime? It's going to be sunny and 60 in Chicago.
I worry about crime every day.
Yeah, that's, I guess, it's in your blood, isn't it?
But the weather adds to that one.
Right.
You know, unfortunately, Chicago gangsters are pretty immune to the weather. They are a determined and hardy bunch of miscreants. So I worry about them all the time.
And Charlie, again, very sorry for the passing of Officer Martin. Is there anything we can do as citizens on our end to help the Chicago Police Department?
Well, number one is to do what you're doing, which is to recognize that they are putting, as they always do, they are putting themselves at greater risk to keep the rest of us safe. And even in this time of the virus, it's even more pronounced. So, you know, the recognition, you know, I actually did a little bike patrol yesterday with our bike unit, and I had a lot of folks on the street waving, and they didn't know who I was. You know, I was wearing the helmet and all that. So,
right.
So they didn't know who I was, but they were waving and giving congratulations and thanks. And, you know, I think that's the most important thing. You know, all of this is worth it if people would recognize you for what you're doing. You know, and I think that, especially for a young cop out there every day, and, you know, sometimes have to deal with people who are not very respectful, I think that a wave, a thumbs up, you know, making sure that they know you appreciate them, I think that's really impactful.
Right. Charlie, you're the best. Have a great Sunday. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Take care.